This measure is all about bonds, revenue bonds. Bonds are the state's way of borrowing money for projects that are too big to pay for all at once. Right now, the state does not need voter approval to sell a specific type of bond, a revenue bond. They can just sell them to investors, even if they're huge. Well, that's where you and your vote come in. If Prop 53 passes, we'd have to vote every time the state wants to issue revenue bonds for public works projects that cost more than $2 billion. Those would be projects like high-speed rail or the proposed Delta tunnels that would divert water from the Delta to Southern California. The only funder of this proposition is a wealthy family from Stockton called the Cortopassis. They've raised over $4.5 million. They don't want the Delta tunnels, and other supporters argue that Prop 53 would discourage spending that could add to the state's debt load. Then there are the opponents. Governor Brown, the Democratic Party, and a handful of construction groups and labor unions don't like Prop 53. So far, they spent over $3.5 million on the Vote No campaign, and here's why. They say they shouldn't have to wait for an election year to respond to infrastructure emergencies, like, say, a big earthquake. They say voting would just add more red tape to growth. And they say voters from across the state should not decide what is best for a project that affects a local community. So if you want to vote on big projects, vote yes on Prop 53. If you want to leave it to the government, vote no.